Welcome back. And now for Sophie's Star.
Yes, this one was a tough one again this week, guys. We've had quite a few SA athletes giving outstanding performances, but I've actually had to go with Caitlin Bayre. She's debuted as an SANFL field umpire in the Sturt versus South Adelaide game this weekend. She's only the second female umpire at the young age of 23 years old to umpire an SA game. She follows her coach, Eleni T., who first umpired an SANFL game back in 2013. Look, I think it's an outstanding achievement. She's got her mind and heart set to be able to umpire in the AFL. I think she made massive legs in that, and she's really helped pave the way for the young females to come out and umpire. Look, reading a couple of comments after the game, there were complaints from both teams, and I think that looks like she's done a great job in my personal perspective.
That's the old saying, isn't it? If they're criticizing you, you must be doing something right.
100%. And I reckon if both sides are criticizing, the umpire's done an excellent job. Normally it's pretty one-sided.
And now for Ben's best.
Well, pretty easy one for me because we were running the same event, but I've got to hand it to Tara Palm, who is a star distance runner here in South Australia. Kind of lives in the shadow of Jess Trengove and Izzy Bat Doyle, but she is an absolute gun. She turned 40 a week ago. She went up to the Sunshine Coast to do the half marathon. She was the ambassador for the event. She also won the women's section. She ran 1:13 for the half marathon. So if you put that in perspective, that I was running about 6:20, she's running them in 3:30. She is something very, very special. And I guess it probably just reflects, and it may be something that we've talked about on this podcast before, is how disappointing it is that the Adelaide Marathon barely raises a blip on the calendar when you consider the caliber of athletes that we have here, particularly in women's road racing. Jess Trengove, the Commonwealth champion. Jess is a three-time Olympian. Izzy Bat Doyle, a two-time Olympian. And I don't know if they've ever, they would have both run in the Adelaide Marathon in some event or another, but wouldn't it be great if we had an event here that actually reflected the quality of those athletes, including Tara Palm, and that we could actually see them maybe match race at the right part of the year on our own roads? I know it's a bit of a challenging course in Adelaide because the North Adelaide, the north section of Adelaide, is pretty hilly, and that's not necessarily a super popular thing. But I just want to put this in perspective. I'm running the marathon on the Sunshine Coast, and the entire southern direction of the motorway is blocked off so we can run up one lane and back down another. The entire section of the motorway is blocked off. I remember having a look at the Adelaide Marathon in April or May this year. I was driving past it, and on Port Road, they had cones out to block off one lane. And so cars on that busy section of Port Road coming around past the entertainment center there were just screaming past these athletes, probably about 25 or 30 Ks in. And I thought, I'm not convinced we're really doing a good enough job as a city to host an event that I think should be something that's really important for a town like us, and in particular with the athletes we have. So I just want to make the point here. The South Australian Road Runners Club does a wonderful job, very small organisation, lots of great volunteers who are doing an excellent job with what's a very, very difficult logistical race. But I think having seen what I've seen at the Sunshine Coast and knowing that towns like Ballarat, Melbourne, Sydney, of course, Gold Coast, do these incredible jobs with marathons, it's just a shame that we're so far off the pace. And I'd love to see South Australia as a Adelaide as a city and South Australia as a community really get behind something like that.